O Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel, who didst appear to Moses in the fire of the flaming bush, and gavest him the law on Sinai, come and redeem us by thy outstretched arm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, children, on the second day of our Christmas novena, as they say in the song, it's starting to look a lot like Christmas. I see the boxes have made their appearance, and some little elves are here to help today, which is a good thing. We'll get the church decorated now, just as we want to have our souls decorated for the coming of Christ. The special prayer called the Antiphon, which the choir sings after the last gospel today, salutes our Lord, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, God the Son, who would become man as Jesus Christ to save us, with an Old Testament or Hebrew name for Lord, which is Adonai. And he is the ruler, we say, of the house of Israel. And we want our Lord, of course, to be the ruler of our house, not just the house of the church, but our house and our own soul. Today's little Advent antiphon, little but very beautiful, is a bit like an Old Testament Bible history review. We think about how our Lord once appeared, Almighty God did, God the Son, to Moses in the flaming bush. Remember, that's how Moses, you might say, got his start. He was watching his father-in-law's sheep on a mountain called Madian, and he saw at a distance a bush. It was a thorn bush. So we think of thorns, the crown of thorns that our Lord would one day wear. Thorns, the thorns that protect the beauty and the fragrance of the rose, the Blessed Mother. And this thorn bush was all on fire, but it wasn't consumed. What does that mean? That's a symbolism, children, of our Lord's human nature. That's the thorns, because God couldn't suffer, but only man could suffer. And our Lord takes our human nature with its suffering so that he can redeem us by dying on the cross. But the human nature is not consumed by the fire of his divinity. Our Lord is perfectly God and man, as the thorn bush was perfectly preserved, and yet it was also on fire. And then it also makes us think of our Blessed Mother. She is a virgin, and at the same time, she is a mother. Her virginity is not consumed by her motherhood. Wonderful mysteries that we'll never be able to understand, but we can and must believe and profess again at this coming Christmas season. Where did Almighty God give the law? It's on another mountain in the same general area. It's on Mount Sinai. And how did God give the law, the Ten Commandments? We say today in fire, and in lightning, in awe, and in majesty. Well, in the O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, we sing, in ancient times didst give the law in cloud and majesty and awe. We remember we should be keeping the Ten Commandments. We should be in awe of each one of those ten, and we should be careful each day to observe them. Each night, make a little examination of conscience. How well did I do today? As well as before we go to confession, to mention, to ask forgiveness for all the times we broke any of God's Ten Commandments. Because we're always breaking God's commandments and doing things that we shouldn't be doing, we need our Lord to come again now, and to come with outstretched arms to save us. What does that remind us of? Well, it reminds us of our Lord on the cross. But the Old Testament prophecy of that was Moses, who had his outstretched arm like this, holding the staff, which made the Red Sea part in two, so the people of Israel could walk through the middle and not be drowned, and escape from Pharaoh and slavery. Or Joshua, he prayed like this with outstretched arms for the victory at the Battle of Jericho, and it was given to him. So our Lord, with outstretched arms at every Mass, represents his death to God the Father to save us. Well, that's a lot for us to think about, isn't it? That some of the beauties of the Bible and of the Old Testament. Our Lord is coming now, you might say, in fire and in light. So we'll be stringing up lights this week for the coming of the light of the world. How do we want to be? We want to be a little bit the way God wanted Moses to be. What did God call out to Moses from the fiery bush? Do you remember from your Bible history? Or do you remember from the movie, maybe? God says, Moses, take off your sandals. The ground on which you stand is holy ground. Remember, that's what we do on Good Friday, the clergy and the servers do. We take our shoes off before we go to adore our Lord's cross. Taking your shoes off in church, that has a symbolism of humble and sweet adoration. Our Lord wants us to be that way. And that's a little bit the way I think of the Archangel Gabriel coming to the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Gospel of today's Mass of the Ember Wednesday. He was a great archangel, and yet he recognized that Mary was his queen, the queen of angels, this little girl, just about 14 years old, that she was a grand and glorious queen of heaven and earth, chosen to be the mother of the Savior. And so Our Lady is very modest, and she's a little bit frightened at the angel and the angel's praise of her, but the angel is even more humble. He enters with great trepidation, mighty Gabriel does, the power of God, that's what his name means, because he's bearing a message from God the Father that she is chosen to be the mother of God the Son. And Our Lady says yes, just as Moses says yes, and just as God says yes when we pray to him with the cross, with our outstretched arms. Today's Gospel is the story of the first joyful mystery, children, the Annunciation. That's when God became man. That's the miracle of the Incarnation. We read it solemnly in church 2 times a year, but we pray it, don't we, 3 times every day. How do we do that? By our Angelus, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, with our morning prayers at noon or lunchtime, and then in the evening, maybe at supper, or 6 o'clock in the evening. God comes to us, and out of reverence and respect, we always genuflect. The last thing I want you to think of is Moses taking off his shoes to approach our Lord. Gabriel, the archangel with his huge wings, tiptoeing in so reverently just to salute the Virgin Mary. Children, when you come to Mass and to Holy Communion, I don't care if it's a school day or a Sunday or a work day or a free day or any day, you've got to come like Moses. You have to come like great Gabriel. You have to come like all of the saints. You must come with great reverence. Never looking around, swinging your arms or your hands in a sloppy kind of a way, like maybe like this or like that, or thinking, well, no one's looking at me today. I think I can get away with it. God sees you. This is God's house, and God comes right there to that rail, children. Let's never forget that. And God's not the only one who sees you. Your guardian angel sees you, and other people see you, not to spy on you or something, but maybe to get a good example from you. I hope you'll never disappoint anyone. You're a child of St. Gertrude the Great. Never disappoint anyone in giving them a good example of prayer, a good genuflection, nice, straight back, up and down, respectfully. Arms at your side, hands folded, eyes cast down and reverent, all the way up to Holy Communion and all the way back. Why? The ground on which you stand is holy ground. God is coming. That's what we wait for in Advent, children. And that is what we receive at every Mass. Almighty God himself with the angels and their Queen, our Blessed Mother. Let's look as reverent and be as holy and devout as we possibly can. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.